Hello, everyone, and welcome to GCast, the official podcast of DrGman.com. DrGman.com.
You want me to do that so that, yeah.
No, we're going. This is live.
Keep that going.
As far as everyone knows.
Streaming right now.
Yeah, that's how, I mean, that's how it's rich.
One day we're going to be streaming.
Oh, yeah. So anyway.
Streaming what?
This.
Your junk?
Yeah. Weird. Ivan's it's doing all kinds of things.
Dude, I wish we had video too.
Yeah. So this time we're going to be talking about the EA and Ubisoft press conferences. They were the third parties that had press conferences at E3, and we're just going to group them together in this podcast. EA went first. They went on the same day as out of the third parties, or Konami had one too, but it was BS.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. The EA press conference, I think one of the big games that I want to talk about is Mass Effect 3.
Woo!
They had a live demo. It seemed like, I mean, it seemed pretty cool. Like, the during the demo, at one point, Shepard called in, like, air support, do you remember? And I'm just wondering if that's kind of like a one-time thing, or if that's like the new Hammer of Dawn. If, like, whenever you're outside, can you just call in, like, air support or whatever?
Who knows?
But maybe one time a mission. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Air support. Yeah. Hey, how about some more air support?
How about some air support? You get drunk off air support. I'll tell you about enough air support. Just get that shit down here right now.
Can you just hover above me? And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't need just to go chilling, inside. Man. Just yeah. Shoot through the windows.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, every mission. It's basically
air
that's
support.
That's the cheat. But
that's
it looked
easy mode.
Yeah, it looked like I saw Liara and Legion in it. So I guess they're not completely like the second one when it started out. They completely like pretty much just got rid of all your teammates from the last game, and then it just you got a brand new team.
Yeah.
So I kind of hope they don't do that again because they've created. Between the first and the second game, they've created a lot of characters, a lot of really cool characters.
Yep.
I'm sure they could do it again, but I'd like
some Rex
continuity.
Back.
Well, Rex is kind of, he's in the second one a little bit.
If he survived.
If he survived.
Yeah.
Unlike Lando.
Yeah. No, I saw him. Because I'm a badass.
He didn't survive. Or, I mean, Rex didn't survive here again, that's what I meant.
No, he survived a couple times. I played the game like five times. I mean,
and you haven't finished Mass Effect 2?
Shut up.
But yeah, from watching the demo, though, I wonder like how much RPG elements are actually going to be in it this time, because they nerfed it quite a bit for the second one.
Oh, yeah. Way too
like,
much.
Like, yeah. In terms of, I mean, the first one, I think the only problem was that the user interface was, like, really clunky.
Yeah.
But
it turned everything into Medjo.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in the first one.
Right, yeah. But at least you had the control that you did. But in the second one, it's just really basic, so.
Yeah.
They haven't, like, talked anything about that.
Well, they've said that they're bringing back some of the gun mods.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
they're
bringing back gun mods so you could, like, switch out.
But I bet it's going to be a way more basic version than
the first one.
It'll probably be one mod a gun and that kind of stuff.
They're also going to have a larger tree for the power-ups.
Larger than the second one.
So you know how you can upgrade it once you master it, it'll have another option apparently, or more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So you probably can master more than once or twice.
Well, I mean, like I actually, I'm fine with complication as long as the user interface, is good for it. Like it,
yeah.
I mean, the first one, I think the problem was just that there was just so much complication and it was just really clunky to get through all your stuff and you couldn't do it. I'd be fine with that level of complexity just as long as I had, you know, a better way of just organizing it all. But
yeah, it really should have just automatically, if you pick up a better upgrade for that certain characteristic, it should just automatically, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird that it lets you just, you know, carry around all these, like, outdated
shit.
Yeah, you know.
Minnesota.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. But see, the problem is with Microsoft's whole Kinect thing,
mm-hmm.
that you may be fine with the complexity, but yeah. You know, the soccer mom that wants
clearly who's going to be playing Mass Effect.
Because it has Kinect support now.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. It'll have the purple box. Yeah. People are like, oh, yeah, that. Yeah, why not? Yeah. I'm picking that up. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's... I mean, I'm hoping that what that is just, you know, the first little inkling of a hardcore example of Kinect. And I'm hoping they're not going to go any further with that. Like, you know, or if they do, just, you know, make it work with, like, the, I don't want to, like, gesture run or anything.
That'd be pretty badass, though, going like that.
Well, when they get the new resolution kind of update, where it can actually...
I thought they already did that.
Did they?
Really? Because is that one demo, you remember the demo that they showed off where the guy was with the fingers where he was painting?
Yeah, you have to buy that.
Oh, it's on there, though.
Kinect Fun Labs was, like, when it launched, everything was free on it. Now you have to buy for those things. You have to pay for those things.
And so that finger thing is on there?
Yeah, but you have to
pay
for it.
I
ain't gonna pay for that. I mean, that's BS.
Okay.
It's trying to show off the new technology. Why am I gonna pay $3 to show off new technology when I can get a full game that's actually used
in? That's fucked up. I didn't know that you had to pay for that shit.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. I thought it was all gonna be free, and then they decided to charge.
That's fucked up.
But the Gunstringer demo came out, so, and that uses that, I'm pretty sure.
Because I don't remember an update at all. I thought they were going to have to actually do a
firmware update.
Was it? I thought they were actually going to have to do a firmware update to actually like, Ivan, don't ask me. Oh,
maybe it's because I'm the only one in the room that actually has a Kinect.
Shut up. We're all the two. When
did you get it?
I've had a Kinect.
Guys, $1 million studio.
What?
We're not poor.
Yeah, of course I have a Kinect. I bought it right after I bought this office floor building. After I bought the building and filled it with all of our florists and employees.
Couldn't make sense of what you're saying.
Well, it's whatever. I have money is what I'm trying to say.
Money.
Much dollars.
Much sugar now.
But I'm still sad that, like, Jack Wall... is not doing the soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Okay, Jack Wall, I have no idea what's been happening. He hasn't been at Video Games Live for the past 2 years. I don't know, because he's usually there conducting. So I'm like, well, what the fuck's happening? And then they announced that he's not doing the third one. It's the composer who does... he does every Darren Aronofsky film, which is Requiem for a Dream, Pi, The Fountain, Black Swan... like, all those movies which is fine. Like, he's a great composer. But I don't know. Like, did Jack Wall... he's not dead. Like, I don't know where he went. But
I sure hope he's okay. He's awesome.
No, I know. He does really good music. And
he just sprained his thumb or something.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's it. Sprained my thumb, I quit.
He just like, lost it's all done.
I can't hold... I can't conduct, like, under these conditions.
He just drunk beer.
Yeah.
And his wife comes in, it's all dark. Shut the door!
Yeah. What a dark picture you just painted.
Just saying, man.
We're gonna get some hate mail from that guy.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for it.
Anything else, though? Anything else about Mass Effect that you...
Still looks like Mass Effect 2.
Alright.
Commented that on the Xbox podcast, but I mean, it still doesn't look updated that much.
I think graphically, you're probably maybe right, but, you know.
It does seem a lot fluid, though.
It seems very fluid. The second one seemed pretty fluid, too, though. Mm-hmm. It was fluid. I played it, I beat it, unlike maybe one of us in the room.
I don't know, but I still glitch a lot.
Well, but
I'm playing on the, what is it, insane or whatever, the hardest mode. Right?
Yeah,
and it's gonna glitch.
What?
It's BioWare. Like, you want no glitches?
Play
something that's not made by BioWare. Like, that's
BioWare's
the thing.
Amazing. They should do
it. BioWare is amazing, but their games are buggy. Yeah, but it's, so, that comes out March 6th, I think they said, 2012.
Yeah.
In terms of another EA game, I mean, there was anybody excited about Need for Speed at all? Anybody care about that?
Used to be.
This,
I have a note here that says Frostbite 2 engine.
Yeah, it's the frost. Yeah, it's using the Frostbite 2 engine, which is the, you know, DICE created the Frostbite 2. So it's supposed to.
Wasn't that engine meant for
destruction?
Engines? Yeah.
Well, so I think they do. I think they had an example, like they had a, you know, you're racing across like a glacier or something, and it was all coming apart and shit like that. And so I don't. Well, it's still, it's good for more than just destruction. It's like, but I mean, you know, it's. I think it's still, like, gonna be a good game. Like, you know, the last Need for Speed was good.
It was?
I think so. It was the Hot Pursuit. Like, they actually did another. Yeah, it was supposed to be sort of like the old ones. It was made by, what's that company is doing Need for Speed now? That did Burnout? I think they did Burnout Paradise.
I think, but...
Crytek or something like that? Is that it?
I forgot, but the premise for Need for Speed, you know, it's supposed to be like you're racing across the country. It's like San Fran and New York.
Where'd you get glaciers?
You get an
interesting... It's just a slight detour through Canada. Not a glacier. It was a mountainous kind of a snow environment. But and there was, I don't know, like avalanches or whatever. But
I think he's on drugs, because that's SSX.
Yeah, I know, man.
No, that's coming too.
God,
but,
man.
Maybe
he shouldn't have given you that brick.
You're going to be able to get out of the car, but everything out of the car, it seems to just be a quick time event,
yeah.
I guess. So I'm wondering if it's actually, they're going to have, they made a big deal, like, get out of the car now.
Oh
but,
my God, you get to
see
the person who's driving.
Yeah, but it's all just pretty much those are the quick time events.
Why would you want the worst parts of the Fast and the Furious movies in your game?
But
what are you talking about? Fast Five!
But it's not, I mean, it's, okay, well, I don't think Fast and Furious is that great either, but I'm just saying that, like, what, I mean, it could kind of make it into something exciting, like, sort of like a Fast and the Furious, to where it's more of a car chase drama rather than just car racing, and it might be good for the pacing, you know, so it's not just race to race, you can, you know, smash a button every now and again, I don't know.
But that's why I play racing games, to race.
I think the line is getting a little blurred, you know, sometimes, where it's just, you know, like, RPGs aren't just RPGs anymore.
So they
want to
do
a
story-driven racing game?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think a lot of genres are getting meshed, and it could just have the potential to be a good game.
Everybody just wants to be an RPG.
Everyone wants to be
a first-person shooter or an RPG, maybe.
People make good RPG games and they're like, man, can we add a first person shooter aspect, that way people actually buy it.
Next time I'm a beast persona, you're gonna be gunning people down.
So. Maybe not as a Japanese developer.
So? You just,
they don't do guns.
They do huge
swords
with guns attached.
With guns,
gunblades.
Drag across the.
Yeah, right before their attack, they got scraped the ground.
Nobody from Japan will ever listen.
Is anyone gonna listen? That's
no, nobody's listening.
You're never gonna launch. Sorry, are you?
Launching it tonight.
I gotta write that Halo article, don't I?
Yeah, I gotta finish that sex opinion thing that I was writing about.
What?
Yeah, I'm writing an opinion thing on video games and nudity.
I think I might write something about the war on buttons. Lando gave me that idea. After
Star Wars,
they showed, but it was just a trailer, and they just keep punching out or pumping out all these CG trailers, and they look fucking cool. But
yeah, they do.
But
I want the game, but I hate monthly subscriptions.
So do I. I've never played an MMO.
I've played free MMOs. Guild Wars, RuneScape.
Okay, you play Guild Wars. All right.
And they're free MMOs. No monthly subscriptions, so...
See, G's a liar. He just lied. He just lied to everybody.
Why?
He just said you don't play MMOs. You've never played an MMO.
Yeah, I haven't. What have I played?
Didn't you just say you play Guild Wars?
No, I did.
I thought he said that.
No.
No, he just
commented.
Do you know where you are right now?
No, I just had that brick.
I want to be clear that we're not even on Skype, so he has no excuse. He can look us in the face and see who said it. He's having an out-of-body experience right now.
Inside his body.
Inside of his body.
Inside of his body.
No, but I haven't because I partially because I'm afraid that I'll just, you know, life gone or whatever's left
don't
of
you
it
do that
gone.
With Civ, though?
What?
Oh, that's kind of lonely.
Civ, yeah, I played Civ for I think I'm on 426 hours on Civ.
Only 400.
That's but I mean I whatever. But it's worse when you're paying $15 a month, which I will for the Old Republic. But,
is there an option to play offline and not have to pay that subscription fee?
Because
sometimes MMOs will let you do that.
I don't think so, but it seems like it almost could work that way because it is fully voiced, fully story-driven. So it almost seems like it could, but I don't think they... I think it's online only. I really do. It's gotta be. But...
maybe.
Yeah. And then they had... I don't know, do anything that you guys give a shit about SimSocial or
no.
or Reckoning?
SimSocial. Oh,
what?
Man. I have a note here that says, be more slutty on Facebook than ever before.
Oh, my God.
Okay, come on, the video that they showed for that. Oh, did you hook up with that one guy? Oh, I totally did, and then it shows their Sims in the bathtub or whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. But instead of telling you the story... check out my Sims page.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's dirty.
You see the Overstrike? Did you see the Overstrike trailer?
Yes.
The it kind of almost seemed like Ocean's 11, only they were just killing people instead of robbing banks. Sort of.
That's
they're
Insomniac,
all just,
right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were all just like making witty comments and stuff. It seemed like it could be really cool for the co-op because they all had different powers and stuff for Overstrike.
Yeah.
So one of them seemed like he had like you know some chemical like powers where he's making that all the you know what
I did see it. My God.
My thing about that video is that it really only showed one weapon per person. Like,
right.
That person only had one weapon. Is there going to be a mix-up, or am I going to have to be using my weapon and combining it with my co-op partners to make things effective against others?
I wouldn't have a problem with that if that was the case.
I wouldn't mind having a problem with mixing the weapons. It's just, if I'm going to be using the same weapon throughout the entire game.
Right. Well,
I mean,
like...
that's going to get
boring. Right, no. That it may be, but let's say you're always playing it, like... kind of like Left 4 Dead. I don't think I would ever play that game if I didn't have buddies on. Like, if you're always playing it co-op, and yeah, you have the same weapon every time, but it's possibly not going to be as boring as you think because, you know, you're just, like, doing a bunch of things to different people. You're just like, wee, and then he does something else, and you're just working together so much and possibly that it just... it's more than just, you know, shooting one weapon the whole game. But, like, I as long as all the powers complement each other like that, that could be a really cool kind of experience. Sort of like an X-Men-y kind of experience, like, sort of, you know, where they use their, you know, they each have the powers that they can use together and stuff, you know, that, you know, some of the coolest parts in the comic books and movies is when that happened. That might be cool to make a game that's sort of like that. Battlefield? Battlefield 3?
Yes.
Looks amazing. I'm disappointed that they show off the tank battles.
Yeah.
That was pretty boring to watch.
Where they were just...
I like that.
Well, I mean, like, the environment wasn't really,
it was a desert.
Yeah, it didn't really show off their graphics as well as it could have, you know, because it was just kind of a very single, just one color palette.
And it wasn't that intense. You're in a tank the whole time. Like,
yeah, but you couldn't see anymore.
But at least... but they've kind of shown everything else, so it's just sort of like they got to show the vehicles at some point, so they're showing it. But, I mean, you know, the Frostbite 2.0, they kind of explained a little bit what they've improved. They said the destruction is better, that it's they're going to allow bigger areas, even though I read an article that said that they're going to have to shrink the areas for the console version, that apparently the consoles won't be able to handle the kind of the bigger environments, so all the maps are going to be downsized a bit, and it kind of it works as well, because, you know, the amount of players are going to be downsized as well. They said that their audio system is better, that the Frostbite engine does that too. So, I mean, you know, this brand new engine. But they also mentioned something called Battle Log. I don't understand what the big deal is, because they said that it's like a social hub, that it's like, you know, you can see how your friends have done and how you've done or whatever. And they're like, yeah, and it's totally free. And I'm like, well, it better be. It sounds like a fucking stat tracker. Like, what, like, how is that not, how can that not be free? And how can that not just be something that I always see at the end of a match anyway? Like, I don't understand. Like, I didn't get, like, what it was trying to
push. Like a whole lifetime thing. Like, throughout your whole experience with Battlefield 3, it'll keep track of everything.
Well, probably any EA shooting game. We'll probably try to tie that into other
into
EA
like the Medal of Honor or something, or whatever.
If they ever
Respawn
come out with one
doing,
again.
Well, I guess. But they'll
probably do something with like that, yeah.
Respawn?
Yeah, and it probably was their answer to the whole Call of Duty Elite kind of shit.
Right. Call of Duty Elite costs money, but...
I don't really care about all these, like, stat tracker things that these companies are doing, and it's like, oh yeah, it's going to make it so much more social, and
well,
it's like, I have my buddies... And if I'm online playing against them and they're like, oh man, I did this, like, that's going to get me going in the social stuff. It's not like, oh, I see my buddy shot 2,000 more bullets than I did, so I got to catch up to him.
I don't see, I see why it might be cool if you're competitive. I don't see why anything like that would ever cost money. And I don't see why it would ever need to be, like, out of the game. Because they have things like Halo Waypoint, which is free. Halo Waypoint, that's kind of like that, but the only problem that I have with Waypoint is that I have to load it up, which I don't like. I kind of like how in a lot of the Halos, I can sort of see people's full their service record and their full kind of stats and compare it in game. Like, how is that not the same, and how is that not quicker? I understand that Waypoint does it across multiple games, and maybe possibly that's the advantage. But unless this Battlefield thing does do it across a few games, I don't see why this is a big deal. I feel like it's just something that should be in the game that other shooters have done plenty of times. I don't get it. They made this huge deal about it, like it's they did all this work and you're welcome. It's free. I don't know.
I do kind of want. I am wondering what's up with EA. Right now they're like trying to separate themselves from everything else. They're coming out with their own store, Origin, and Battle Log, and their own stat trackers, and it seems like they're trying to become their own thing. And slowly maybe not being third party anymore. I don't know. Like,
I don't think they'll go as far as to make their own console, but EA doesn't, I mean, they've gotten to this point where, and a lot of companies kind of get here, where they want to, like, own everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, they're basically just kind of, like, creating this thing where it screws over the consumers, but if they can get away with it, then in the long run it's better for them. To where it's just like, you know, no, none of our games on Steam, none of the, you know, it's just through us. You know, and
I just feel it's kind of late to jump into the whole digital download stuff for computer, because Steam owns such
a
huge market in that.
Even now, GameStop owning Impulse is kind of a big thing too, and that's the weird thing, is that it's almost not even like one of those, because it's just EA games.
Yeah.
Like, I understand EA is a really big publisher and they make a lot of games. But, like, really, like, you need your own service with it so much to where, like, you don't want to give it to Steam. Like, are they that much of a competition for you? I understand.
Are your profits hurting
but,
that much? Like,
right. But, I mean, and they're the number two publisher. It's like, so Activision's above them. Like, what? Whatever. Like,
they can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
But, are they going to stop putting games on Steam? Did they say that?
I don't think their games are going to be on Steam anymore.
Huh.
I really don't.
Probably not. I haven't seen a Battlefield 3 advertisement on Steam for a while.
No, I don't think it's going to be on. But Battlefield is, they're having a beta in September.
PC only, though, right?
I think so.
They had an alpha test, alpha trial earlier.
Yeah.
And I could never find a match on that. Like,
really?
Yeah, like the lobby sort of thing, you'd start matchmaking or whatever. Or it might be lobbies, I don't remember. But I would go into it, and then I'd be running around on a map, and I'd have to wait for players to join. So I'm just chilling on the map. If they are waiting for the match, too, like if they join up, I can kill them and they can kill me, but we're kind of waiting for everything to start.
Really? So it's just like a couple people in a map sometimes?
And like I was always waiting for the minimum amount of people.
Jeez.
You know, so I was just running around in that lobby shooting, you know, someone would sign in and it's like, oh, there's only one person in here and quit out, and then it's like, well, I can't get into, like, there's no matches going on.
Right.
So you're lucky to find one person, you know.
So
I never actually got to play. And my computer's not powerful enough to make the game look amazing, so.
Maybe the beta will be better. I am curious to get it on PC because I'm reading a lot about how, like, oh, the destruction's not going to be as good on console, and the environments aren't going to be as big, and, you know, it's not going to be as much, you know, like a true Battlefield because there's less players, you know, so it's not going to be as, you know, like, It seems like, the density might be the same because the maps are smaller, but still, that must be pretty cool and hectic to have that many people, and I wish, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
but,
another reason to get it on their service thing.
Origin, yeah. And that's my problem, too, now. If I want to get it, I was actually kind of hoping that someday it would be, you know, there'd be a deal on Steam, like, as there are sometimes, and I would just grab it then, you know? But, yeah. All the footage that they've been showing is just the PC.
Yep.
So, I think they finally showed off a console version or a PS3 version not too long ago. But that's coming out October 25th.
Yeah, pre-order because you get the damn
the DLC. What is it called?
Something with a K.
Return to Kirkland or Return to
some shit. I can't remember the name.
I don't know if it's Kirkland. K. Isn't that in Washington?
Kirkland, Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo!
Bring the fight home. Yeah, exactly.
And you can stare across and see the Mantis.
Yeah. For Ubisoft.
God, that fucking.
Oh, are we not gonna rate EA? Like
oh yeah, no, yeah, level. Sure, no. What do you give EA?
I give Mass Effect an A.
Perfect. And what about all the other things that bring it down?
Oh,
overall, what would you give it?
Battlefield's an A too. Everything else, bleh.
But overall, then?
Compensating, a C. I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
No, I'd give him like a B, B plus.
Okay. Lane?
I'm gonna sound like a jerk now.
Why?
You're such a jerk.
Like a C plus.
Really?
Mass Effect and Star Wars looked awesome. Everything else was so boring.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give them a B+ because I felt like, I mean, I honestly, what they were showing, like, I mean, Old Republic, like, no complaints. Battlefield, no complaints. Mass Effect, no complaints. The only reason why I wouldn't give it an A or anything is because, yeah, I had to sit through Sim Social. And I had to sit through a couple other things that was a waste, which, you know, I guess all the press conferences have something like that. But I wouldn't call it average. I would say, like, I saw some pretty good stuff from a few games that I really, really appreciated. So
I saw Mass Effect 3, which I saw during the Xbox press conference. And then Star Wars, they still didn't show off gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And Battlefield, that was so boring to watch.
Okay. Well, so Ubisoft, they started out, I mean, they had the Rayman game, which
first, that annoying guy that talked
about. Okay, yeah,
thing.
Mr. Caffeine reminds me of.
That just pissed me off, man.
He reminds me of Mr. Serial Killer. Like, he's just way too nice, and that's, like, when the lights are off and I imagine that someone else might be in the room with a knife, like, it's him.
How's
like,
the day?
Yeah, pretty much.
You want to see this retro thing that I'm gonna do to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Stab, motherfucker!
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, how dare him steal from Wayne's World like that, too?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah.
He's not cool enough to be Mike Myers.
Mr. Caffeine just scared the crap out of me. He, all those long ago sequences were just fucking a waste of time. And
they were way above retro, man. They look like arcade games, man, that you would buy on Xbox Live.
Dude, some of them actually look better than the actual games.
Well, apparently, it wasn't a waste for some of us. Yeah, I just fucking, God, I didn't need to see that.
No.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah. But when they for the actual games that they showed, at first when they mentioned Rayman, I usually just tune out. But the Rayman that they were showing at the beginning, that was like a 2D platformer, actually looked like that would be a legit platformer.
Yep.
I mean, if it's a $60 game, then fuck, nah, I'm not gonna like buy that shit. But if it like comes out and it's, you know, $5 or $10 off, it's not gonna be five.
$5 or $10.
If it's ten or fifteen,
dude, it's gonna be like 15, man.
Yeah, whatever. Hopefully 10.
If it's on Xbox Arcade instead.
Yeah, like if it's on that, if it's just a download, like sure, you know, there's 4-player co-op, and the co-op looked fun, and it looked like a neat little, you know, kind of a thing, like a 2D platformer.
I don't think I'm gonna be in it.
It looked, I don't know, I thought it looked interesting. And then they had, you guys see the Brothers in Arms? The thing?
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, the video game.
So who was Brad Pitt?
Yeah, exactly. I have no idea. But I really have nothing to say on that.
They were like really proud of that too.
Yeah, I know.
And they were like really trying to sell it. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah.
The one good thing about it is Gearbox. They've been doing pretty good recently with Borderlands. But then they had
they've been doing pretty good recently. I was just gonna say, like, really?
Yeah,
how recently are we talking?
They did Borderlands, and they did good on that.
Yeah.
And
I've always thought Gearbox always made like good games, but nothing like great.
Didn't they port Halo 1 also? And
yeah,
Halo
they
1
did.
Was a classic, so
they
should
poured
get
it,
they
man.
Should get some credit for giving it to PC players.
Do you know how many companies have done so many ports?
I know, I'm just saying. Yeah.
You know, what's
you gotta give them more than just
Certain Affinity gave us Left 4 Dead on console. But, I mean, that's all I have to say about Brothers in Arms.
Yeah. Skipping.
Yeah.
Moving
on. Driver San Fran.
Okay, so, like, do any of you guys go to San Fran? I go a lot.
Pictures?
I go to. You seem. Okay. So, like, I go, I go to San Francisco quite a bit, and
in your helicopter.
Yeah, and I played the demo, and it's not. How do I put it? Well, first of all, it's not realistic. Like there's no way like the streets are wide enough to do the shit that you're doing in that demo. Like, and there's like too much parking everywhere, and it's yeah, and it's not even like it would have been cool if they actually. I mean, when you name your game after a city like San Francisco or something like that. You know, like, L.A. Noir, like, that's actually fucking L.A. Like, you know, you can go around the streets, and you look at the map, and it's L.A.
Sure.
And this is not. It's, like, it's just kind of, like, they made it look like San Fran, but the streets aren't, it's not, like, very accurate. It's not, like, the things aren't really where they are, and it, you know, it just kind of looks San Francisco-y. But, you know,
they probably use Rush San Francisco as a reference, then. Remember that game?
Oh my god, that has been so long. Like, I remember.
64
Yeah,
days.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
They just looked at that and just remade it.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, like, in terms of Driver, too, I remember it was really good back in the day, and they had, like, one or two that sucked, and now they're
Yeah, Driver 1 was good. Heard good things about Driver 2, and then they did Driver 3.
I liked Driver 3.
You liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. There's one fan for Driver 3.
but everything else is black.
They did something else, and I played the San Francisco demo, and I could not control my car. I don't know what it was, but like, either I had to slow down a hell of a lot to turn,
mm-hmm.
or start power sliding 3 miles away. And I'm just sliding throughout the whole thing, and it's like, okay, and gas, here we go, turn.
Wow.
I don't know if you had that problem. I was slamming into all types of walls. And all types of vehicles.
I didn't play it for very long. I need to go back and play it some more. But, I mean, I pretty much, like, that's a city that I love. And I was just kind of immediately, yeah, was like, eh. But, yeah.
So no buses.
There should be. There should be buses. I want to be able to ride. I want to be able to drive the 43 bus just down, like, into San Francisco.
Follow the path
it
takes.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't, it'll pop off of the power lines that power it above it that it latches onto. Yeah, and then it just dies.
No, you can go for a little bit.
Everybody on the bus gets pissed.
Oh.
The elderly sitting in the front, just like, they kill you.
They cane your ass.
They try to.
Yeah, exactly.
They try to nibble you off.
Anyway, Ghost Recon. I have the biggest rager for Ghost Recon.
So you have a boner?
I do not.
Well, for different reasons, but yeah, sure.
I kind of wish we would have more Rainbow Six, though.
They announced that, and I'm super damn excited about that, too, because I love Vegas and Vegas 2.
No, I know. Yeah. I do, too. But I just wish that would be what they were showing this year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, to tell you the truth, they neglected both of them for years.
They did.
Because the last Rainbow Six was Vegas, and the last Ghost Recon was Advanced Warfighter 2.
Yeah.
And it's been years since both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just kind of like they finally decided to repay attention to Ghost Recon, and it looks like they'll do the same for Vegas. I don't know what the big gap was for. Those were really good games. Like,
yeah,
Vegas, when they came out, like, the same way that I, you know, like, when Halo comes out or Gears comes out, and that's, like, my shooter of that time, you know, when it comes out, that's the one thing that I play. Vegas was, like, the one thing that I played for a long time. It was good enough that was my thing for a while, that I would hop on with all my friends. But, you know, and they got rid of it. And Ghost Recon had a really good online, too. I just did the co-op mode, where it was just 16 of you doing a mission, and you can kind of break off into smaller groups and do different missions and talk to each other. And it was really, really cool. And I guess I'm just kind of, like, the reason for the rager is that it's just been so fucking long, and I need that fix, because I can't get that anywhere else, that kind of an experience.
But you mentioned the 16 player co-op that had.
Right.
It looks like now it's only 4 players.
Well, that's different, though. That's like, they're gonna have you have 4 player co-op for the single player. Like, what the 16 player co-op was for the, I think it was 16 players, but what the co-op was back then was they had the single player mode, which is just one person. And then the co-op missions were, like, totally different. Those were just, like, very large environments with a couple objectives, and you would all just take on the objectives at your own pace or at, you know, whatever teams you want to take to go do it. And it was just, it was different. What it looks like they're doing is they're having whatever that single player was in the old ones be 4 player now. And I'm hoping they still continue and do the other missions that are for the bigger co-op.
One thing about the 4 player co-op also is that it looked like only one player got the in-game cinemax things.
Really?
Where, like, you know, he's talking to someone, or he busts through a door and, you know, saves someone, and then they're telling him some info or something like that. Only one player got that, and the other 3 players were kind of, like, standing outside, like, waiting for that to happen with it. And that's what it looked like to me.
Well,
I wasn't there playing it, so
I don't know. I mean,
I was,
like,
too busy with my mansions.
Yeah, I would like to see, you know, if they're how they're gonna flesh that out, because there were a lot of things that you could do with your squad mates and stuff. You know, where you could, you could tell them to do certain things and they do it, but you know, I wonder how that's gonna work out with them being humans. I guess you just have to use a lot of teamwork, but if you have friends that, you know, are really into that, it could be really cool. And again, hopefully if they do the whole other co-op thing, it could be even cooler. But yeah, I mean, like, I like that it looks, you know, like I like that it looks, it is in the future, but it still looks grounded. Like, the camouflage doesn't look like Predator, it looks real. Like, it looks like he's
just reflecting real life.
Right, like the light is just bending around and refracting, and you know, that's, I imagine that's how that would look, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. And And yeah, and like I said, in terms of just, you know, I need my fix, there's really no other cooperative game like it to where I can do that kind of a thing and kind of be stealthy and you know, go around and do missions like that. But yeah, they mentioned also at one point augmented reality. I have no idea what that means. Like, what, I mean, like, usually it means, like, you use the Kinect or the camera or whatever to bring things into the environment, but I have no idea. They just kind of mentioned it offhandedly, so I don't know if maybe they were meant something different. Possibly it means nothing, but...
Maybe it's like they aren't, like, how they did SSX, how EA did SSX, how they got actual mountains. You know,
oh.
The schematics for
you
the...
think that's what
know,
they mean, really?
Measurements for the real mountains. Maybe it's, like, actual places.
That'd be crazy.
From satellite imaging and whatnot.
Or to them, maybe it was just a way to say, like, it's super realistic.
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
awesome.
And then they mentioned Ghost Recon Online, which they said it really quickly. I don't know what that's going to mean.
It was free, and it looked like it was just multiplayer Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I don't know. How is that, like, is that going to be cross-platform? Or, you know, like, is that going to be, like, is Ghost Recon Online people going to play with Ghost Recon Future Soldier people? Or, like, I don't understand.
They said it was connected to Future Soldier, probably, you know, unlocks or experience points or something like that, but not, like, actual multiplayer connected, I bet.
That's
or
just kind of weird.
Future Soldier may not have multiplayer on PC, and it's just Ghost Recon Online for PC players.
That'd be
know.
Weird.
Yeah, but...
Then they have the, there's the, Shoot Mania and Quest Mania.
Yeah, the whole, Mania Planet stuff.
You know, I had that idea and apparently lost millions. I had that idea, like, a long time ago.
Right?
I thought that it would be so cool if you could, like, if they actually made, like, a good maker, a good shooter maker. You could use the headset to do voice acting, and, you know, they had, like, a good tool system.
Well, for the most part, isn't this multiplayer stuff? The Track Mania and the Shoot Mania? Maybe not the Quest Mania, but...
I think either way. I think the whole point is that you're supposed to be able to, you know, make your own kind of a game. And, like, and
yeah.
I don't know how well they're going to do it, but if done well, I mean, like, there's just certain things that I think they really should, like, I mean, I think they should do, like, that'd be cool if you could use the headset for voice acting, if you could, like, maybe scan faces with the camera and get, like, you know, like, your characters to look the way you
Vegas
want to.
Vegas 2 style.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, and I used to do that in Vegas.
I
did
too.
And, like, that was awesome. You could, like, go around and, like, shoot your friend in the face and look at his dead body and be like, oh, that's Tom, yeah.
The teabag.
I fucked him.
But, I don't know, they said Mania Planet was doing really good with Track Mania and everything, but I've never once talked to anyone that has ever heard of Mania Planet.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's the thing. That's why I said that if done right, amazing. If not,
half-assed.
It's going to be, what was it, for PS2, they had the RPG Maker.
RPG Maker 7.
They had, like, 5 of those.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I think they
what the
to, like,
fuck
I think
were
they
those?
Went up to, like, 7 or 9 or some shit.
Whatever.
You just try to make your own dungeon and shit.
Yeah, if there was some way to deliver it to other systems, it would be interesting, but they never did that.
Yeah.
They had a Assassin's Creed Revelations. And I haven't played Brotherhood. I'm probably going to very soon. But the guy who invented, like, kind of was credited with creating Assassin's Creed. His name's, like, Patrice Desiree, I think. But he's not there anymore. So I don't know how it's going to turn out. But it looks like they showed off Constantinople or Istanbul or whatever you want to call it. It's Istanbul now, I think. I really liked Assassin's Creed 2, and, you know, I'm excited to play it, but...
I'm just getting into the Assassin's Creed series, and the video that they showed for Revelations was very, here's your path, go. You know, like...
Seemed pretty linear.
Yeah.
But I think that's because it was in the middle of a mission.
They could have mixed up, though, like,
right.
Show me something that,
right.
You know, shows how open the environments are and everything,
mm-hmm.
If anything, that... That looked worse than all the other Assassin's Creeds I've seen.
Well, I mean, like, again, like, yeah.
But
I mean,
I've only played the first one where it is 100% open world.
Oh, well, so is the second.
So,
Yeah, the second's open.
Revelations doesn't look like it is.
I think it's just be that mission, because you kind of have to go out into the water and get onto a boat. And, yeah, there's the one time where you're hopping across all the boats. There's obviously nothing else you can do. You
well,
know, you have to, like, follow
paths
them.
To get there. Like.
Right. But, I mean, I really think it's just because it was in the middle of a mission. Like, that mission, you know, sometimes, even with open world games, when you look at any open world game, sometimes when you're in the middle of a mission, within that mission, it's linear. You gotta go somewhere very specific. But, you know, between missions, you can still fuck around.
Well,
and, you know.
With the first Assassin's Creed, really, you didn't have that. Like, so I'm just getting into the series, so, like,
right.
You have a mission, and you can still go wherever you want, you know?
Right.
So, it seems like a downgrade. And I know a lot of people didn't like the first Assassin's Creed or didn't play it because it was so repetitive.
Right.
And it is.
Yeah.
But it really is an open world.
Yeah.
You can attack anything from any side you want and all that. And it's an open world. And with Revelations, they just showed that linear path. And it just made it seem so, like, I'm going to be stuck doing one thing no matter how I play this.
I mean, you know, I agree that that is how that looked, but I guess I trust that it won't the whole thing won't be like that, because that mission was you just sit on the turret, you just, you know.
So you are on record saying you trust Ubisoft.
I played the fifth. Like, no, I just I guess I feel like if it's anything like the other Assassin's Creeds, I still think it'll be open. And yeah, maybe you won't get the complete freedom of tackling a certain mission in a bunch of different ways each mission. Whereas the first one had that, you could do missions in different ways, you know? Like, and the second one, I think, had that a bit, too. But I'm fine with the whole just, you know, sort of like a Grand Theft Auto or like something else to where, you know, yeah, I don't necessarily have, like, a bunch of different ways I can complete one mission, but still a really good, cool, open-world game, you know, I think. But, I mean, we'll see, but...
You did kind of skip Far Cry 3.
Oh, I wouldn't think... I mean, would you like to talk about Far Cry?
Well, I just thought it looked really awesome compared to Far Cry 2 and what they've done in the past.
Far Cry 2, I thought, was a good game.
I didn't
it
play
cool.
it really.
I thought
much.
It was a really good game. I mean, like, I didn't really play, like, the
I'm,
first Far
I'm
Cry.
Mostly excited that they went back to the tropics, sort of,
mm-hmm.
and not desert, because, I don't know, we live in California, so I'm sick and tired of desert.
No, well, you live.
I know everyone else can live somewhere else, but...
You don't have to go very far to not get desert. I mean, but, like, I think that, they didn't show enough. Like, yeah, it looks cool and it looks like Far Cry, but I don't know if it's gonna be like what I liked about the second one is that, you know, it was like an open world and that was pretty neat, and it was a shooter, only you could, like, get into a vehicle and kind of go around, and I think Far Cry 3 is gonna be awesome, but they didn't really show me much. It was really just kind of like that one trailer,
the meaning of insanity.
Yeah. Yeah, which was, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was.
But if they make it, Far Cry 2, there is room for improvement, definitely. So if they just kind of stick with that unique aspect of the open world and everything and improve on that, then yeah, it could be really cool. But I just, again, all I got was that trailer. So, but then,
They did announce, like, not on stage afterwards, they did announce how there will be, like, multiple islands, and that one guy's not the bad guy. He's one of them.
Okay.
And there's a lot more bad guys out there, each their own separate way. So that's going to bring in a lot more variety than just that one guy that's crazy.
All right.
But he's cool.
It's the spice of life.
Ivan, if you were to give them a grade, what would you give them?
Oh, we're done.
For Ubisoft.
Wow.
Was there anything you want to talk about?
No.
Maybe Just Dance 3?
Oh, fucking yeah. A. How dumb am I? Just Dance 3, let's do it. What would you give them a grade on?
Well,
if you want, just judge Just Dance 3 and make that the whole grade.
So an F?
What?
Zone F?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't give me Naruto, so I have to give him a C.
Alright.
No, I'm kidding. No, yeah, something like a C, C+. Because they did give us Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
I'm going to say about a C+, because of Far Cry 3 and Assassin's Creed. But there's also Driver and Ghost Recon, which I don't play, but lots of people care about it, so C+, I guess.
I'm giving it a B-, because, I mean, it was still good enough to where, you know, Ghost Recon and Assassin's Creed get my attention. The Quest Mania, Shoot Mania, you know, I thought, I was interested to know that they were working on that, you know, and then Rayman surprised me. So, you know, I mean, B minus, because it, yeah. After that, I mean, not too long, just really briefly, I want to mention this, I won't get into it too much, but there Gamescom, which is a thing in Germany, that a convention in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
EA actually had a press conference in there. They just announced a little more information about certain things. BioWare said for the Old Republic that they're breaking pre-order records. That some retailers have sold out of collector's editions. You know, because they're trying to keep. They're trying to not sell too many, apparently, the first day, so that it doesn't cram the servers. They said that they're going to have things called operations, which are kind of like their versions of raids, sort of in World of Warcraft, where, you know, you get a bunch of players together to do things like that. EA also mentioned that Mass Effect 3 will be coming out March 6th in North America, March 9th in Europe, so they announced a release date for that at Gamescom. And Battlefield 3, they showed off the new co-op mode that you're going to be able to kind of spot enemies kind of like you do in Splinter Cell and have, you know, other teammates take them out and things like that. So there's a few more pieces of information at Gamescom that's kind of interesting. So just wanted to mention that real quick. So anyway, so that's the fourth and final episode of our kind of our test
group. E3 coverage
of our,
testing.
Yeah, test
thing.
Game, yeah, for GCast. Next week,
hopefully.
Next week, we'll kind of get into what GCast will be for the rest of the time, but we're going to be doing, this will be weekly. It'll be every Friday. You can come back and hopefully the subject matter will be much more recent than this. And we'll just talk about a new game or a new subject every single week. But for now, we'll see you guys later and hope you tune in next week.
Balls.
Bitch.